Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Peace World Radio. I'm your host, Christina Jans, and every second Monday of the month, I get to introduce you to remarkable people right here. These are people who are stepping up and using their lives to help us expand our experience of life, and in doing so, are raising the frequency of our world. Here, they share their wisdom, challenge our thinking, teach us new skills, and show us that things can, in fact, be different. To find out about upcoming shows or to listen to shows you may have missed or perhaps want to hear again, just go to peaceworldradio.com. Have you noticed, as you are going through this experience of life, that there are dreams you want to fulfill? Or perhaps you found yourself thinking that there's got to be more to life than what you're living. Maybe it's even stronger than that. Perhaps you feel a cry coming from deep within your soul telling you that you are meant to be free of these constraints within which you've been living. And yet, when it comes time to take that step into the very thing you desire, doubts take over, fears set in, and the thought of letting go of what you've been used to fills you with such panic that you don't take the step to becoming all that you are meant to be in this life. I refer to this as the trap door, and we all have one. And this trap door dynamic is stopping so many of us from reaching our full potential. In fact, to such an extent that I actually went out and found someone who specializes in this and can tell us what we can do to close that trap door and start living the lives we're meant to live, and to fulfill our destiny here. The wonderful author, writer, and teacher who so graciously accepted my invitation to speak with us about letting go is none other than Guy Shinley himself, and I am overjoyed to have him here. Guy is the acclaimed author of Letting Go, The Courage to Be Free, and more than 40 other books and audio programs that have sold over 1 million copies in 18 languages around the world. How great is that? His insightful message is one of the real bright lights in our world because he gets right to the heart of the most important personal and social issues that are affecting us in our lives today. He's been on hundreds of radio and TV shows. He is a syndicated radio program himself, and he's a regular contributor to BeliefNet and the Huffington Post. So if you have not as yet made a connection with Guy Shinley, today is your lucky day. And Guy, welcome to Peace World Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Christina. Thank you.
You say that our great inheritance, in fact, you call it our birthright, for each of us is to be free. So if that's so, if it's our birthright to be free, why on earth would we allow worry, doubt, and fear to keep us from the very things we want? How does a fear that great take hold, so much so that it prevents us from claiming our birthright?
Wouldn't it be nice if there was just like one sentence and it was all done?
So true.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. And incidentally, that's one of the reasons why it is the way you've asked.
Tell me more about that.
We don't. We love the idea of bringing an end to this ultimately perceived useless suffering of ours. And we do know it's useless because the conditions that produce the conflict in us don't change. We find someone else, somewhere else, something else, and invariably the same nature that cast a shadow over the former relationship appears in the new one, whatever that may be, at work, at home, in business. Until we understand that this life has, I think one part of us already understands that we are meant as human beings not to muddle our way through a daily mud bath, but rather to live in a world in which certainly the mud has use, just as it does for the lotus. You know, the traditional flower has its roots in the mud, but the stem rises through the water and it feeds on the sun. We have our physical life in the mud of this earth. I might add the beautiful mud of this earth, the beautiful unseen dark organic elements, physically and spiritually, that we don't know much about. But until we do begin to recognize, I'll try to keep this as short as I can, that there is a way for us to use this life that we've been given in such a way that no matter what it is that takes place in it, we are enlarged. We understand our true estate. And I suppose I'm just wandering here until I say the following. We want to know everything about love, but don't want any of the suffering that love asks for, spiritually speaking.
Isn't that true? You mentioned that a part of us already knows this. And I'm wondering if that's what you were referring to in your book when you speak of our original fearless self. What is that, our original fearless self?
It is as simply as we can say it, at least for the short time we have together. It is a certain celestial seed, an order of ourself that we have very little contact, if at all, with, that understands in the moment that we are not our negative thoughts and feelings. We are not those fears that course through us, the resentment that rides rule over us, but that those qualities that do appear in us have their place, that they are part of a nature that we are intended to be able to use, like a man would get on a horse to make a journey, instead of the other way around, which is now these negative states ride on our backs, and we become their servant, their slave, doing their bidding without ever even realizing that we're doing it. Our original self understands that everything life brings to us that appears as straw can be spun into gold. Our false self, our sleeping self, if you wish, believes alternatingly that straw is gold, and when the real gold appears, it's thrown away because it looks like straw.
And how important, then, does it become for us to wake up?
It's everything.
Yes.
I mean, look,
yes.
Here, let's bring it down to you know, get some basics in here. And this is, of course, another reason, and listeners, I urge you while we're talking to do what I'm doing while I'm speaking, which is observe yourself. Learn what it means to watch yourself inwardly in the present moment. That means that you're sitting in a chair or driving your car, your attention is outside, you're looking at life. But the first order of events is not just to look at life without first looking at yourself looking at life. If you can't see yourself inwardly while you're looking out at the world, then the world is going to tell you who yourself is. And that, of course, is not your original self. That's a That's a surreptitious self. That's a self derived from identifying with exterior circumstances. So when we talk about the things that Christina and I are now talking about, we want to begin to realize that there is a way in which we can meet these events, as we all must, and allow them to reveal us to ourselves instead of concealing from ourselves what we don't like that life reveals, and then running after what this false nature tells us we have to do to escape the things we don't want to see.
And so what an addictive journey that is, don't you think?
That's exactly right. It is a very, I call it the circle of self. It is a very vicious pattern that is produced by its father, which is resistance.
Mm.
So when we start to look at some of these things and we can slow down a little bit and begin to understand, all right, look, my experience, moment to moment, seems to be produced by the conditions I meet. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
My experience, moment to moment, seems to be produced by the conditions that I meet. I walk into a room full of negative people. I go to work, everything's dark. I get up in the morning, I'm visited by some thought of someone who hurt me 20 years ago. Fill in the blanks.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back to continue this conversation and hear the wisdom of this very wise man, Guy Finley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thank you.
back, and you're listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World. I'm Christina Jans, and my very special guest today is Guy Finley, and we're speaking about what I think is one of the most important aspects. Well, it's one of many important aspects, I think I should say it that way, on this journey of awareness, and that is of letting go and having the courage to be free. But before we continue, Guy, I want to make sure that you give everyone information on how to find out about you, and then we're going to pick up where we left off before our break.
Thank you, Christina. There is a website. It's guyfinley.org, G-U-Y. F-I-N-L-E-Y, guyfinley.org. And you may spend literally a couple of years there, listeners, just browsing through and downloading the free material. We have a starter kit, MP3s, and PDFs, and an endless resource that you can use through frequently asked questions, or we have a wonderful search engine for whatever topic is on your mind that you want to know more about inwardly. So guyfinley.org, G-U-Y-F-I-N-L-E-Y.org, and that includes a little newsletter that we send out once a week with a special key lesson and a study to help you remember your aim. Again, guyfinley.org. And I always forget to say this because it's not very preeminent in my mind, but on Facebook and Twitter and all that social stuff, there's a presence there that you can also follow. So thank you for that. I live and teach in Southern Oregon. You can learn about that at the website, you know, and whatever else it catches your interest there.
Wonderful. Okay, before the break, we were talking, actually on the break, I was telling you about how I see this as a non-resolvable, highly addictive riddle that we get caught in until we finally wake up and we put down our weapons and our armor and scroll back to love. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's what I was leading to.
Yeah.
We tend to look out and think that the condition, the relationship, is responsible for our interior condition. The truth is very different than that. The interior condition, the relationship we're in any given moment, reveals our interior condition. It doesn't cause it. It creates the revelation of the nature that is active and brought to the forefront in the moment by that condition. To understand this is the beginning of laying down blame and projecting whatever one does in order to deal with something they think is punishing them. It means that with proper understanding, the first place our attention goes is not onto the condition or that which we blame for it, but onto our own consciousness and into that nature that is responsible for our experience in the moment. We receive from life, every instant of it, exactly what we value. Nothing more and nothing less. If we value learning over burning, then we will begin to use, much like Christ said, by the way, the whole idea of repentance, the original Aramaic, means to turn around and face in a new direction. We must learn what it means to turn around and become interior before we become exteriorly driven. I call it learning to be watchful instead of willful.
Excellent point. Now, can you tell us more of the limiting false beliefs that many of us are walking around with that perhaps some of our listeners can make a connection with?
Well, yes, of course. I'm glad to. In the book, we're talking about the courage to be free. There's an opening story about Solomon, this wise old owl, who's responsible for the harmony in the forest that he lives in. Solomon representing this original fearless self, our higher nature. And one day he stumbles on five eagles who are walking through the woods on the way to a feeding ground, and they're carrying a satchel. They have on goggles and a helmet and a raincoat. And he flies down and he basically, because like we can't take the time for the deal. So what are you guys doing? You're eagles. You're meant to be in the air. You don't have to walk. You certainly don't need to be carrying that book in your satchel about where the good fishing grounds are. It's innate. You don't need goggles. You have the best eyes there are. And he comes to learn that the eagles have been engaged by the crows in the forest. And the crows in the forest represent this false part of us. For those of you who like New Testament, the birds that come and steal the seed from the sower. And the crows have convinced the eagles that they have to have these things in order to succeed as eagles. Well, an eagle's nature, like our true nature, is already perfectly suited for its environment. It knows how to move around and to use whatever takes place in order to forward its evolution and perfection. Same with us. So now, relative to that little story, that finally the Solomon wakes the eagles up. He helps them remember that who they are doesn't need some stupid crow to help them get through life.
Right.
We don't need these thoughts and feelings that are always appearing to guide us out of what seems to be our trouble, when the real trouble has been produced by our thoughts and feelings describing us to ourselves and the condition we're in. So waking up begins to change the way in which we meet life, because we realize the first task that we have is not to try to figure out to do what is true, given what we're told about the moment, but rather to remember that who and what we are is already greater than the condition we meet. Now, to bring it down to earth, a simple example, Christina. Mm-hmm. When a situation appears, like, say, a fearful one, and listeners, you might want to write this down. There is no such thing as psychological fear. It doesn't exist without negative imagination. Without negative imagination, we cannot be psychologically afraid. Now, if we really understood that one idea, it would create a sea change. How are we made captives of negative imagination? Picture this. An event comes along. You know, you hear a rumor at work. You pick up a newspaper, it's got something, debilitating in terms of the economy. You go to the doctor, you've got bad news, whatever it is. What happens, Christina, the moment that an event comes along and it seems to us, I use that word, that we don't want it? What's the first thing that happens to us?
I think fear sets in of being out of control, anxiety, uncertainty.
Exactly. But what is it that we're looking at that is producing the fear?
A reflection of what's within?
Essentially, the mind begins to tell itself what the event means, and then it paints a picture. It projects the meaning of the event out into a minute from now or 10 years from now. But the key here is that this sleeping mind begins to tell us, imagine what the event means. Now listen to this. As that mind that is asleep to itself projects the negative image of what the event means, it looks at its own projection and it goes, oh my God, look at that. And it begins to resist its own imagery. It is in the resistance to its own imagery that fear comes into place.
So in that moment when the fear is triggered, how do we walk away? How do we not take the bait?
Yeah, see, this is the big question. What you're saying is, what do we turn to in order to escape the condition? And I'm trying to make clear that there wouldn't be a condition to escape.
Right.
If we were awake to its creation.
Right.
So that here's another key idea relative to this idea of of defeating this fearful nature, not the condition it fears. The more you try to change the condition it fears, the more you strengthen the idea that there's something inside of you that needs to be afraid of life. We're not made to be afraid of life. Nothing in life is greater than our ability to use it to become a new, awake human being. So the onset, any time, listeners, that we get negative, and God knows it seems every day, there's at least a dozen opportunities for that. When you start to feel negative, understand that you couldn't feel that negativity unless within you was first awakened a resistance to a condition that you're not aware of.
Unless you were buying into it. Resistance
always precedes the pain of an unwanted moment. In fact, resistance is the pain of the unwanted moment, not the condition the nature is telling us is responsible for it.
Resistance is the pain of the unwanted moment. Wise words to take a break on. We will be right back. More with Guy Schindley. Stay tuned.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Thank you.
I'm Christina Jens, and if you're just joining us, we're on Peace World Radio, and my very special guest today is Guy Finley. Guy, you mentioned in your book that in between where we are and where we want to be is a space that you refer to as a time to come. And in this space is where anxiety can grow. How do we deal with that anxiety and the feeling, whether it's real or not, that feeling of that loss of control and all the fears it generates when we really want to step out and be free?
Well, first, you touched on something that is of some significance, because you said, you know, with this anxiety, whether the feeling is real or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a little poem for that.
Let's hear it.
So this concerns anxiety, fear, anger, all negative states. Here's the little poem. The feel is real, but the why is a lie. And that's what we have to understand. That's what's required of us.
Mm.
Because you see, to understand, you know, look, somebody just cut me off on the freeway. My husband was just unnecessarily, well, always. Any cruelty is unnecessary. If people are cruel to you, if you could just remember it's because they are momentarily in more pain than you are, you would understand it. And then there'd be compassion instead of wanting to strike back. But the fact of the matter is, in any given moment where we feel overcome by these negative states, the feel is real, the why is a lie. To understand that means that I'm going to have to enter into an altogether new place in my own consciousness, because as a rule, we vacillate between A, believing that we are little drops of light dancing on a lake someplace full of love and kindness, until that image is challenged by someone or something, and then we become that which is the opposite of a little ball of light, a dark hole into which everything negative flows, and then we judge and blame ourselves and call that what it means to be repentant and to really want to be what we said we were. In order to be who and what we really are, we must marry the worlds of consciousness. We are a microcosm of the divine. We give word to this, but we know little of the experience. Mm. The true microcosm of the divine means that on one hand, within us is all of the worlds. Literally, my Father's kingdom has many mansions. That's not just a statement, an affirmation, it's a fact. But these mansions aren't just mansions of light and goodness. They are mansions of dimensions that are yet brought into this light and goodness. And these lower levels, these lower cosmos that we are a part of and that are within us, are intended to be brought into the light just as surely as the light is intended to be brought into them. So when the feeling of anxiety comes because I'm late for work, or I look at a bill I can't pay yet, or I'm in a condition that seems inescapable, an abusive relationship, I'm addicted to something, I see no way out, and my mind begins to project a future that's full of fear and emptiness, I need to understand that in the moment my mind paints that picture, of course I'm filled with anxiety. Of course I'm filled with fear. What else can be there when my mind is painting a dark tunnel with no light at the end of it? It seems greater than I. But if I could remember in that moment the truth of myself, not because I'm trying to be a spiritual person, but because I've been dragged down that tunnel so many times and tormented to the end of my wits, that I know it doesn't take me anywhere. So when the road opens up, I don't get in the bus.
Hmm.
I realize the feeling of this thing, it's horrible. My God, I don't want it. But I'm not going to console myself with another false solution. Nor am I going to dig a hole deeper by identifying with the negative states. I'm going to stay right in the middle of these two worlds. the one beneath me that is trying to drag me into the dark, unending world of worry, and the one above me that knows that that world that's trying to drag me into it does not have the authority to do so unless I consent with it by resisting it or just give myself over to it because I'm so defeated. Now we have a chance, but in order to have that chance to grow into and realize these new possibilities, I have to stand between these worlds as I'm created to do, sacrifice the one for the sake of the other. Then, by the way, I'm fulfilling the true scripture of rebirth. I'm dying to myself, the self that is old, that is the pattern maker and the punisher, for the sake of that nature which sees that's a dead end and that agrees to give it up in order that new possibilities, new light can enter into me, change the condition and the consciousness responsible for it.
And I hear that, and I think of something you read, something you wrote that I read about being in true command. And I just want to read this little passage to our listeners.
Yeah. Whatever
it's
you want.
So beautiful, so beautiful. You say, when we are in command of ourselves, we don't say cruel things to others. We won't rush. Fear can't make a home in us.
Yeah.
Painful regrets over days gone by become a thing of the past. Dark days lose their power to bring us down because we now know the difference between passing clouds and the skies through which they sail. That
yes.
is true command. And
yeah.
my question to you, Guy, is how is being in true command different than trying to control your life so bad things don't happen?
Well, I'm going to answer it in a fairly lofty manner, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts, okay?
Sure.
True command of yourself is when you would rather die to yourself than cause another human being to suffer.
Yeah.
That's true command, and it's given to you by the possibility of being able to sacrifice yourself. But you see, the self that has to be sacrificed is and isn't you, meaning that until we're aware of our own pain and how we blame others for it, there's no way that we're going to understand that our actions mustn't be predicated on trying to protect ourselves, because the self we're trying to protect is this pain nature, this nature that hasn't changed, and by the way, that doesn't want to. There is a part of us, another part of our education that's sorely missing, spiritually speaking, that absolutely does not want to get out of the very relationship that it says it can't stand. Here's proof of it if we're willing to see it. Tell me where it is written that you must revisit an unhappy thought or feeling in order to change the condition you hold responsible for it. There is something in us that loves the continuation of a familiar sense of ourself, even if it's one that suffers. Until we realize the truth of that, Christina, we won't realize one of the great axioms of spiritual life, which is this. Resistance to the condition does not change the condition, but it does crystallize the nature in us that doesn't want it.
So it makes it stronger.
Exactly. Resistance is a form of negative attraction because, and this is the payoff, whatever you resist, you're identifying with. And tell me how you get away from what you identify with. But to our mind, this divided mind, when I resist something, it seems like I'm actually trying to separate myself from it.
And so then tell me the meaning of surrender in all of this.
Surrender is that moment that comes when you realize that there is a part of you that is set against itself. And the surrender is the release of the self that is set against itself, not some you that imagines that you're higher and better because you let go of something, but because the you, literally, that you are letting go of, you can no longer be it. I say that letting go happens when we finally realize it hurts too much to hold on. not because we think we reach some new level, because I let go of you. Can I let go of you or that condition if you and the condition is intrinsically wrapped into my nature? Or must letting go include dying to that part of myself that blames you for my pain?
And that brings up something that I want to speak to you in detail about, and that is about forgiveness. Not only forgiveness towards others and the events and the people that have left us broken, heartbroken, and feeling powerless, but also to ourselves. I think we're going to have to pause for a break, and I know we're going to be talking about this in detail. So why don't we go to a break now, and when we come back, let's hear more with Guy Finley. This is life-changing information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and I've been having a wonderful conversation with Guy Finley and the courage to be free and letting go. And before we went to break, Guy, we touched on forgiveness. let's speak about that, forgiveness, how important it is on this journey, forgiveness to others and to ourselves.
Let's start with others.
Okay.
And here's a sentence you might want to write down, listeners, because if you really ponder it, you'll begin to understand so much of this problem that we have with others. Here it is. The only thing that we want from any other human, the only thing that troubles us, the only thing that troubles us about any other human being is what we want from them. When we start to recognize that the reason that I get so upset with someone one way or the other is because they fail to meet an expectation, whatever that may be. And even if they've been cruel and unkind, you tell me, what does the unkindness of another human being have to do with you being unkind to yourself by carrying a resentment forward in time?
Right.
Plus, when you understand that nobody can be unkind to you that hasn't been first horribly unkind to themselves, unconsciously, of course. Why would I hold somebody's feet in a fire that I make when they're already dancing in flames of an unknown origin?
Oh, how beautifully put.
So we must understand this, which requires on our part what Christina and I said we'd do with the last few minutes. So before we do this, because I know I'm going to run out of time,
right.
GuyFinley.org, 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 The Courage to Be Free, and literally 100 other works. You can find them out on my website. The cost is so inexpensive on my website. We ship for almost nothing throughout the United States, and most of my books come with a free DVD or an MP3. So GuyFinley.org.
That's great. Now, Guy, as we have you right here, right now, is there anything that you can share with our listeners that they can start doing today?
Yes.
Okay.
Here it is. We've got exactly 4 minutes.
Okay.
It's called Stop, Drop, and Endure. It's an exercise. Every time you feel the onset of that stress, the onset of a fear, the first part of the work comes in. Stop. What does it mean, stop? It means you bring your attention back to yourself completely. You enter what I call the presence moment. All you want at the onset of this resistance in you is to become aware of yourself as deeply as you can. That's the stop part, literally. I mean, literally, you wherever you are, you sit down, you stop. You come aware of yourself. Now the drop part. If you really come to a full stop inwardly, aware of yourself in this presence that helps you do it, you will begin for the first time, perhaps, to be aware of the visitation of all these thoughts and feelings that you never even knew came to you when the resistance appears. Because the resistance always appears with something that helps you plan a way to get out of it. Well, anything trying to help you to get out of that resistance belongs to the nature that resistance has come from. So stop, fully aware, drop. You drop every one of these thoughts and feelings as they appear in your heart and mind, promising to guide you away from your pain. Anything that tries to guide you away from your pain has come from your pain and is a false guide. And here comes the endure part. Once you start dropping these thoughts and feelings, these virtual false gods, then they will begin to press their presence in you. And you'll begin to hear what was a whisper turn into a shout and maybe even a scream that you've got to do what I'm telling you to do or something terrible is going to happen to you. The divine never shouts. It never threatens, and it surely never exacerbates negative states. It illuminates. It doesn't try to dominate. Stop, drop, and endure. And if you will endure these now painful thoughts and feelings, they will pass. And for the first time in your life, you'll be on the other side of this mechanical nature, recognizing it for the lie that it produces, and liberated because now you know who you are not, and who you can turn to in a time of need. Stop, drop, pass. And endure.
They will pass. We've just got a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you this one last question before we go. One of my favorite words, and the meaning of it, is the word grace. Within the context of what we've been speaking of together here today, Guy, what does grace mean to you?
Grace is what happens when an individual becomes watchful instead of willful. Because in setting down this unconscious identification with our lower nature, we at the same moment align ourselves with the divine within and above. And grace is the contact of the higher possibilities of our own nature going before us to make the crooked places straight.
So I'm taking what you said just before, when all those fears are triggered, if we stop, drop, endure, and allow, then grace flows.
You will, on the other side of the resistance is the flow. On the other side of the resistance is the flow, meaning the grace.
How wonderful. Oh, my goodness. This hour went by way too quickly for me. I hope you come back again. Guy, I want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing this wisdom with us.
We'll plan on it, Christina.
Excellent. And thank you to all of you, our listeners, for tuning in to Peace World Radio. I'd like to leave you with a beautiful passage from Guy's book, The Courage to Be Free, which, by the way, I hope you get a chance to read it. It is filled with wisdom. And let this thought of Guy's just dwell in your heart. Here it is. We know that love is greater than hatred. Courage slays fear, and that what is light, bright, and good shines the more for anything that tries to darken its way. Wise words indeed from Guy Shinley. Remember to join me every second Monday of the month at Peace at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations like this one to change the world. I'm Christina Jans, and this is Peace World Radio. And remember to shine brightly. It's your birthright, and don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.